Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
In the wee hours of the night, the trade that, I won't say we all been waiting for, but a trade that was a long time coming. James Harden demanding out. He'd had enough. Just like he did in Houston. Just like he did in Brooklyn. He wanted out of Philadelphia, and finally he got his wish. Last night, traded to the LA Clippers. Rob G, read us the trade. A lot of the names people might not know, but do you have the trade in front of you?
Rob G, Chris misspoke. Can you say, read us the fleece, not the trade.
Oh,
read
wow.
us the fleece.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay. Well, yeah, I will read it for you guys here. As you guys mentioned, James Harden, the headliner in this deal. He, PJ Tucker, and Filip Petrušev going to the Clippers.
Gesundheit.
Marcus Morris, Robert Covington, Nick Batum, KJ Martin going to the Sixers, along with a 2026 first-round pick via OKC, a 2028 unprotected first from the Clippers, a 2029 pick swap, and two second-rounders. And as a way to complete the deal, the Clippers are sending a 2027 first-round to OKC.
All right, there it is. So, Rob, I mean, you let it be known. You think one side got fleeced. Go ahead. Share your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm just not as big as a lot of people are with the draft picks. I get it, first, second, whatever it is, Chris. If you're the Clippers, you're opening up a brand new arena, you got two stars you got to make a decision on, here's your window of opportunity. You don't care. The future is nice. The franchise has been around for a gazillion years, and they haven't won jack. This is the way you try to win. Not building for the future, not worried about who's going to be coming, who's going to be available in 2 years or whatever it is. And for the Sixers, it's nice. Will Joel Embiid be there, Chris, when those picks come to fruition? He might decide.
The unprotected is 2028. So what's that, about 4 years?
That, right. He might not even be there. So to me, And the Sixers probably felt like they had their hand tied behind their back. They really had no other choice. And the Clippers, I give them a lot of credit. They refused to give up Terrence Mann. That would have been if the Sixers kind of got Terrence Mann, Chris. Then I like it a lot better. They didn't get him. They got to keep their nucleus, all the players that they want to keep for a possible championship run. And they pick up James Harden, who if his head is on, we know he can play. It's right. About his head. It ain't about whether he can play or not. And if he's back home in Los Angeles, he's there with Kawhi and Paul George and Westbrook. My God. I mean, he got his way and got his way in a big way. And the Sixers suffered. And I'm not going to blame the Clippers. Only from this standpoint, Chris, everything after this year is up in the air. They just said, we're putting all our chips in, and we're going to give it a shot. So I'm not going to – all those guys, right, all of them are available. All of them are going to be free.
Well, Kawhi and Paul George can be if they want. They have player
options. Right, they can get out is what I'm saying, right?
Harden obviously is a free agent.
And Westbrook only had a one-year deal left. So
yeah, he's only making $3.8 million. He's
right, but I'm just saying –
option too.
Right.
He's got a player option. I think it was good for both teams. I don't think the Sixers got fleeced. Because here's the thing, Rob, with the draft picks, it's not that you're intending in all cases. Sometimes you are intended on using them. Sometimes they are trade capital, right? It helps you do a trade because other teams will trade for draft picks along with other players. So from the Sixers' perspective, and we're going to get more into this in the third hour, but the Sixers are fine. Number one, you know, Rob, I said a few times. The Philadelphia 76ers can go as far without James Harden as they could have with him. Simple. They weren't getting past the second round. They certainly weren't getting to the NBA Finals with James Harden. We've seen that act, all right? Last year in the playoffs, yeah, he had a couple of 40 pieces. And he had three big-time games out of the 13 playoffs. The other 10, he averaged 14 points on like 32% shooting. So, no, they weren't going to beat Milwaukee or Boston. So, good riddance. And not to mention the bad attitude. All right, now, Tyrese Maxey has emerged as a possible star. We saw that coming, but now he's lived up to it at least so far. 30.6 boards, 6 assists a game. He won't average that, but he's playing like he could be a star in the future. Tobias Harris, your third guy. And now they added more depth. Robert Covington, Nick Batum. They're not awesome players by any stretch, but they add depth. You've got three big scorers. And Kelly Oubre actually is putting the ball in the basket pretty well as a fourth scoring option. So I think from a basketball standpoint, they have a lot of depth and role players around Embiid and Maxey and then Tobias as their kind of big three if you want to throw Tobias Harris in there. But beyond that, Rob, they will have $50 to $65 million of cap space this summer to go out and try to get a star. Or during the season, they've got a lot of expiring contracts. All the contracts they traded for were expiring. All of them. So they got expiring contracts and a plethora of draft picks that they could flip during the season for another good player. Toronto's Pascal Siakam could be a free agent this summer. OG Anunoby. Zach LaVine from Chicago. There's a lot of names out there that they could maybe try to trade for during the season, or they can go after as free agents next season. So, and I think they'll be just as good this year. I think they're not where Milwaukee and Boston are, but I think they can play with anybody else in the East. So I don't think Philly got fleeced by any stretch of the imagination.
I think they got fleeced from the standpoint of trying to keep Joel Embiid. If this thing doesn't work, or it goes sideways, Chris. I hear what you're saying. If they play well, if they don't play well, and some of these things don't lead up to that,
but what's not playing well? Like, what do you think? I mean, they're a pretty good team. Like, do you see them not making the playoffs would be a complete.
No, I don't. I'm not saying that. Half the league, more than half the league, makes the playoffs. I expect them to make the playoffs. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know, if they get knocked out in the first round or, you know, you realize that they don't really have it, and Embiid can say that what a wasted year this was. And then the other part is, I hear you, but you're not sure exactly who's going to be available, who's going to be made available. I get what you're talking about with maneuvering, but as we go into the season, they're no closer to winning than they were.
If anything,
they took a step back.
I don't think they took a step back.
I think they took a step back.
Where were they going with James? Did they have a chance, other than like anything could happen, they do have talent. You know, anything beyond that, did they have a real chance of getting out of the East this year?
No, but that's the Chris.
Okay,
you don't,
that's all I'm saying.
But you really don't know. You really don't after you trade a talent like that.
I think
like
they're
that.
Just as good.
I mean, I don't think so.
Harden. I mean, I definitely would not have played him this year because he was going to come in with a bad attitude and he just would have brought a downer on the whole team. I get it. I don't think they're getting out of the East this year. I don't think they have a really chance of that, but I don't think they did with Harden, certainly not in his frame of mind. But we were going to kind of talk Clippers, but we'll get into them later and why we both like the deal for them. But yeah, Rob, I think Philly did fine, and I think the fact that they've played so well, they're 2-1. Granted, it's early, but they lost to Milwaukee by a point, and I really do think that they could be a second-round playoff team, and I think that was their ceiling even with Harden. And I think
they could be knocked out in the first round and
that
could have
happened. I'll be honest, I think Embiid, and this is why, like, people are saying, and I get it, but, you know, maybe Embiid will try to move on. Well, is it enough for him? Is it a wasted year for him? He is an MVP. I get it. He's a great player. But he has to be bigger in the playoffs, too.
No,
I really don't want to hear him talking about I might be out. No, dude, we might not have been bounced so early if you were, one, healthy for the playoffs, and two, if you played in the playoffs like you do in the regular season.
Yeah, but if they get, I'm just saying, if there's a rough patch and the team's not winning or going somewhere, this guy could come up and go, I'm one out too. I don't want to be here, is what I'm saying. You kept set yourself up to where he's going to want to exit as well. I think.
What would have changed that though? I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, do you think, like, Terrence, man, he's fine. I mean, he's not, he's a nice, young, versatile player. I don't think he's a star. He's not Tyrese Maxey. Like, he's not even close to that. But that's really, I mean, what else, what move do you, no one else wanted Harden, as you know. So what other move was out there? Now, if they could have got a Norman Powell, I would have loved that, but good to the Clippers.
The Clippers didn't give up anybody that they really wanted. That's the thing that's unbelievable about the trade.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Dabo Swinney on his local radio show he does every week. A caller came in and challenged him, said he's making too much money for that team to be 4-4 this year. And here it is.
I'm curious why that, and I'm your friend. So I'm curious, why are we paying you $11.5 million to go 4-4? And it's not just this year. It's been, you know, just the refusal to accept.
All right. What's this guy's name?
Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. I've listened to enough of you, Tyler. Listen, you can have all your opinions that you want. All right. I don't know how old you are. Don't really care. All right. But let me tell you something. We won 11 games last year, and you're part of the problem, to be honest with you, because that is part of the problem. It's people like you that do that. All you do is the appreciation. The expectation is greater than the appreciation, and that's the problem.
All right, Rob, your thoughts.
Please. You have people call in, okay. The idea that they're 4-4 and people are disappointed, Chris, of course. That's where he should be happy. Nobody's like, oh well, we'll just wait for next year. No. They've set a standard there in that program that they expect them to always be in the hunt, Chris, not to be having a down year like they're having. This is not like they lost two games and they're hoping that somehow they could get into the playoffs. You know what I mean? They've lost four games. I think it speaks volumes of what the expectations are for that program that wasn't always there. I don't know why he's mad at the guy. Maybe just because he mentioned how much money he's making. But for fans to want to win, don't you think that's it, Chris? Because fans want to win. I don't have a problem with the guy. He wants his team to be good.
And we only played a small portion of the interview, Rob. The caller spoke for about 2 minutes roughly. Dabo's answer was 4 minutes roughly. And he said a lot. And I'm going to be honest, I don't really have a problem with Dabo's answer overall. I do think where he was wrong, Rob, was in saying that the fan was part of the problem.
Right, because he wants to win. Like, what?
Right.
What is that?
I don't think that. And I don't think it was because he wants to win, but I think it was because what he said next was your expectations are higher than your appreciation. And I just think that you don't need to tell fans what they should be thinking or anything, even if you may be right. It's kind of like when LeBron, remember after LeBron in the finals,
right,
when he melted down against Dallas.
And you guys,
and he was like, y'all can go back to your
right.
Right. I mean, he's thinking, look, I got a great life, even though I struggled in this series, didn't win it, you know, and everybody, all y'all focused on me, so go back. You know, that was just him pushing back and feeling the heat of everybody criticizing him. So I don't think you do that. But, Rob, and again, this is part of the clip we didn't play. What Dabo had receipts. And Dabo was right. Like, they are having a down year. And he said that several times. Look, I get it. This is not a good year for us. And I take full responsibility for that. But he also threw out, and this part most people might not, unfortunately, care about, but 98% graduation rate for their players.
Nobody cares about that.
He threw. Okay. Nobody. Well, they gonna care about this stuff. He threw out that they And Clemson, Rob, you know where Clemson was before he got there.
No, that's why I'm
right. In the top, the 10 years, the coach before him, Tommy Bowden, was there for 10 years. They finished in the top 25 three times. The coach before that was Tommy West for 5 years, zero times in the top 25. In the 15 years before Dabo got there, they were in the top 20 once. The last time they were in the top 10 was 1988, all right, before Dabo got there. Since he got there, they won two NCAA, you know, two championships, national titles, in eight years. And they've been in the top one or two, number one or number two at the end of the season in five of those 8 years. And so my point is Dabo, and he didn't get strident. He didn't, you know, a couple comments, like I said, he didn't need to make. But he, you know, he wasn't yelling at the guy. He kept his tone for the most part solid. And he just like, okay, you're going to call me out, say I don't deserve the money I'm making. And this program was in the toilet. I'm saying that he didn't before I got there. And I've brought us to national prominence. And yes, we're having a bad year. But now all of a sudden I don't deserve to make money, the money I'm making. So I Rob, if somebody called up and criticize you, you don't deserve this or that, or me, you don't deserve this or that, we probably would bring out receipts too.
Yeah, but they're,
so,
but,
I mean,
but
that's how it is.
Yeah, but I just think attacking fans, don't go on a sports talk radio show and take calls if you don't want to hear that or you don't want to be criticized by people.
But you can push back.
No, but that's why people, right? But I'm just saying, that's why people are going to call in. And I don't even think the guy, I get it. Whenever you bring up somebody's salary, you're going to get a little salty about it. But Jim Harbaugh at Michigan had to take a pay cut, you know, because things didn't
Dabo
work out.
Dabo shouldn't be taking a pay
no,
cut.
No, I didn't say that. But I'm just saying it's happened to other people before where money, you know, you don't get a new extension, you don't do this, or they don't give you a raise. All I'm
saying
is,
if he's questioning why, which he did, why are we paying you $11 million a year, then Dabo is very right to say, this is why. Because before I got here, y'all weren't even on the map.
Yeah,
and I won two national championships.
And, you know,
and yes, we're struggling this year, but that's why you're paying me the money. You want to know why? That's why.
And I would say you got your – when you talk about appreciation, and what did he say?
Well, that's where I agree. I didn't think he needed to say that.
That's nonsense because you got your damn parade. You know what I mean? Don't act like we didn't celebrate you when you won. You did. We did, Chris. You know what I mean? Like, you got all that. So don't act like that's enough and you don't have to win again or you could be coach for the next 10 years and lose four or five games every year. You won't be here. You know that's not up
to
the standard.
No, I agree with that. I don't think he needs to say it. He could have said that by just pointing out what he's done for the program without even saying y'all expectations are higher than your appreciation. Like, you need to appreciate me. I get that. I agree with you on that part. But I think for the most part, I was fine with how he handled it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. The big story today, and yet really broke last night or early this morning, was James Harden being traded finally from Philadelphia to the LA Clippers. And we've talked about the trade from both teams' perspectives. I like it. I think both teams made out fairly well. You like it for the Clippers, not the Sixers, but you hate it for the NBA. So share your thoughts.
Yeah, I just think it's, as I said earlier, Chris, it's a mockery of the game. Four teams in 22 months, just uncharted territory. Yeah, and James Harden. And this is not being traded around, Chris, because you're just a piece, you know what I mean? And they're just trading you because you have a certain contract that fits to make trades, to facilitate trades. This is a star player who begs to go one place, wants out, goes there, then wants out again, and wants out again. And it's a shame. It's a shame that Philly gave him exactly what he wanted, which was to go back home to the Clippers. And I'm telling you, I would be a spiteful owner if I was the owner of the Philadelphia 76ers. And you better come and show up, and you better participate, and you better play up to our standards. If not, you'll be suspended with no pay. And I just would not allow him to do that, because basically the teams are held hostage. This player empowerment, Chris, I'm all for free agency. I am. Free agency is a right, that the players have. You play through your contract, Chris. Your deal is up, and then you can go wherever you want to go. You can. And I'm not saying that you can't ever ask out of a trade, out of a place, if a situation changes or something. I'm not saying that. But this is an abuse of this player empowerment.
Let me ask you this, because, you know, your suspension, I mean, obviously that makes all the sense in the world, right? Here's the problem. How in the world could you enforce that? Like, let's say you bring Harden back. First of all, he could be like, man, my back, I don't know. It's something, I got a tweet. You know what I mean? You could come up with an injury that nobody can disprove. So that's number one, and get your money. Number two,
yeah, but
I could go out there and play sluggishly. You know, bad. I mean, maybe it's not. I mean, we would know, obviously, he's not playing to the top of his ability.
Chris,
I can go out there. You put a player out there. You can go out there. I could just pass the ball. I only shoot when I am wide open. Like, so, and that's hard to, like, again, you could say, man, I'm getting old. I'm just not what I used to be. You hope the player is professional enough to play as well as he can. I'm just saying, there are some things players have that they can do that you hope they don't do, and a person of high character wouldn't necessarily do.
Chris,
but I just think keeping him away was better than bringing him in, because he would have messed up the vibe. And I think trading him for, you know, some decent assets and expiring contracts and all that, I mean, I think the owner probably did the right thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't have done that if I was the owner. I would have made him live up to his campaign.
So what would you have done, though? I mean, other than the suspension, because I don't know that that would have been able to.
Chris, I do have the right, or the coach says you're not hustling. I have the right to suspend you if you're not
okay,
doing what we're at. Okay, so I have
hustling,
that.
How you? I don't think that the Players Association wouldn't go for that.
Yes,
I just think
would.
In a collectively bargained situation.
Nah, you have that.
How you gonna tell me I'm not hustling?
Easily. Coaches do it every day. You didn't hustle back on the play.
But that's different. That's different. You say I'm not hustling. You put me on the bench, but then suspended me without pay?
If you're insubordinate, I have the right. You might appeal it, and it might not be if I give you a month and they just knock it down to 2 weeks, but I'm going to make you pay to make you be a part of the team. All I'm saying is the worst thing is James Harden again gets his way, and the owners have no, like, who's to stop anybody, Chris? James Harden is doing this. This should, anybody can do this now. This is all you have to do to continue to allow this to happen. I could send you home and pay you and say, sit out. You're not playing this year. How's that?
I agree with that. That's what I would have done until
I'm saying you could do that too. Go home. Go away. I'm not sending you to L.A. You could miss this season. You could hurt your Hall of Fame candidate.
He's going to be a Hall of Fame.
I'm just saying you could hurt. Yeah, but there's a lot of people who might look at him and say he's the ultimate mob content.
Hall of Fame ain't worth anything if this dude ain't in it. I'm serious.
No,
he's too good. He's not a, you know,
yeah,
what I mean?
But this, like, it's not just a numbers thing. There's also sportsmanship. There's all kinds of other things that go into it.
All the Hall of Fames that haven't lived up to
Chris, that doesn't mean that everybody is going to vote that way. Is all I'm saying is there will be some writers who hold it against him.
That's not right. His career has been Hall of Fame worthy. I don't like the quitting.
But he's damaged his Hall of Fame career by doing what he's done. That's a demerit. That's a demerit against
his
Hall of Fame.
His ability to get to the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
How?
Easy, Chris.
Dennis Rodman didn't do it. And Dennis Rodman took off his shoes in the middle of a game and sat on the sideline.
Dennis Rodman did not force himself out of four. Nobody's ever done the behavior that James Harden has put to make the game a mockery. That's a strike against him.
There are writers.
I'm not saying, Chris, it's not like he's won championships or he's got all these MVPs.
I don't even think he's winning any. Like, Rob, for the most part, we agree. I think it's ridiculous the way Harden has conducted himself. But what I'm saying is, and this is one of the sad things in this whole thing. He's not winning. Like you say, I don't think he's damaged his chances of getting into the Hall of Fame, but he certainly damaged his reputation, his image. He's going to forever be known, while, yes, a great player, as the quote-unquote controversial James Harden, kind of like Kyrie will be viewed as the controversial Kyrie Irving, and other players, you know, Dennis Rodman was the controversial Dennis Rodman. That's always going to be with him. So you've damaged that. He has left tens of millions of dollars on the table simply by making bad decisions and not accepting extensions when he could have. And he's not winning. It likely won't win a championship this year.
You don't know.
So what,
Chris,
in the world?
He is winning.
Like,
he got his way.
But
he
his way is making him look bad in front of everybody.
No, he still got his way.
He's winning,
he got
not.
His way. He went exactly where he wanted to go.
This is like the 10th grader in high school who acts up in class and gets sent home and thinks, I'm winning. I didn't want to sit in class anyway. I didn't want to go to school anyway. I'm winning. No, you ain't winning. Because you're going to see down the line what this does to your life. And it's the same thing with James Harden. Obviously, he's not ruining his life, but he's messing up his legacy. He's messing up his reputation, his image. And like we said with Vinny, he may very well, Rob, it's a possibility he might not be in the league next year.
You believe that?
It's a possibility. I think it's possible.
No, I'm going to ask you just yes or no.
I think it's possible. I'm telling you what I think. I'm not saying definitively because I don't know, but I'm saying it is very possible, just like Carmelo Anthony, who could still play, found himself out of the league prematurely, came back when he was humbled. Allen Iverson, Rob, found himself out of the league prematurely. It can happen because teams aren't with big money in the summer aren't going to want to sign him. They're teams with young players that aren't, you know, they don't need a James Harden. The Clippers, that's probably his best chance of getting big money. But if it doesn't work out this season, they might not want him back. Might. They might, because he's from L.A. They might bring him back, but might not. And, Rob, he might get offered $4 million. Russell Westbrook's playing for $3.8 million this year. That might be a type of contract James Harden gets offered. Is he willing to play for that?
Yeah, I think he'll be in the league next year. There's always somebody or some team. He's already been on four teams. Everybody keeps taking chances on him because he can play. And if he can't play this year, that would be different. But nobody, as long as you have talent, it's such a small, skilled, so few people could play at that level and play as well as those guys play. That's why they keep bending over backwards for him. And I should say this, it's now 10-0 Rangers, and Marcus Semien, Chris, hit a 3-run home run. He now has a triple, a home run, and 5 RBIs, and only in the third inning. It's 10-0.
Wow. Yeah, but with Harden, Rob, I don't think he's winning. Like, getting what he wants, I mean, kind of, sort of. I mean, he's, you know, it's looking bad for him. He's making himself look bad. I mean, your sentiment is correct, and you're not the only one feeling that way. So how's that winning? It's not like he's getting more money. It's not like the Clippers are about to give him. We'll see, but right now they're not giving him a long-term contract.
He's
not going to play. Like, his role is smaller. That's the crazy thing about this. In Philadelphia, he would have been the second guy. He would have been 22-10. And with the Clippers, he's not going to make the All-Star team, which bothered him last year. He's not going to make it this year. And he's going to be the third freaking option. Like, how is he winning? Because he got his way? Well, guess what? You won it the wrong way. Now, if they win a championship and he gets a long-term deal, okay. But, you know, I agree. It's untoward the way he's forced himself out of these places. But I'm not going to – I don't think, you know – I don't even know, like, I don't even look at this as, like, player empowerment, like what Anthony Davis did, or this is different. This is a guy that is searching, doesn't know what he wants. Unfortunately, he's not happy seemingly anywhere, messing with his legacy. You can't let the mistakes and character flaws of one guy paint even some of these players, because no other players are doing this type of madness.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. Because we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.